This is Insight on CAP Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. At about the time of the shelter in place, Maquette Cooper, the director and founder of the Davis Youth Flute Choir, was supposed to be holding her spring break flute camp. So what to do? Her solution is our uplift today, and this inspired flute teacher is on the phone. Hi, Maquette. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Beth. Thank you for having me.
So how shocking was it at that point in time that everyone was going to have to stay home?
Well, we weren't shocked. We were just sort of beginning to get into the lull of, you know, we're being at home. They'd been home for 2 weeks already, and spring break fell at the beginning of the third week, and I recognized that we couldn't hold the camp that I had planned to hold, and the kids were not going to get a spring break. They were just going to have the same old life at home that they had sort of become used to. And so I decided to have virtual flute camp, and that's what we did. So we met 2 hours every morning with me online, and we rehearsed, and we recorded tracks for the virtual performance.
Well, let's start by listening to a little bit of the result. 16 students, and you're going to hear their version of Amazing Grace. It's the Davis Youth Flute Choir. Maquette, that's absolutely beautiful. How did you do this with everyone?
Thank you. Well, it's not easy because you can't rehearse online together, actually. You have to rehearse individually. So I just told them that they had met with me 2 hours each morning and that that was their practice time while we were on Zoom. And I would rehearse each one individually, or they'd listen to the other parts being played by the other students so that they could hear how it would fit. And then they had to record individual tracks, were then mixed by the recording editor and genius Stephen Bingham, who learned with us as their guinea pigs how to do these virtual put-together performances. And then the next piece, I think, that we performed is called Danny Boy. And that one's very special in that it's recorded by five high school seniors, each from three counties. So we have one from Rio Americano High School, two from Davis Senior High School, and one from Dixon High School. And myself recorded this as a gift to seniors all over whose spring activities and graduations are canceled. So we dedicate it to all of those people and families.
from the Davis Youth Flute Choir, four high school seniors, along with their director, Maquette Cooper, performing for everyone else in, what are you calling this, your virtual concert, your virtual recital, Maquette?
Yes, we called the project Spring Break 2020, COVID-19.
Huh. And what a way to document this point in history. Can you imagine the stories that all of your students will tell decades from now?
Exactly. I told them, I said, 50 years from now, you can tell your grandchildren what you did in spring break of 2020 during the pandemic. So I just wanted to give them also a gift of a legacy of what they had produced.
Well, you gave us all an uplift. Thank you so much for reaching out. We're going to post videos of the performances, which were posted on Mother's Day. We'll post a link to them. And just thank you for your spirit and the joy. It goes so far for all of us in these times.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to have shared our music with everyone.
That beautiful music, again, from the Davis Youth Flute Choir. You can find the link at capradio.org/insight. And from all of us, that is Insight for today. I'm Beth Ruyak. We have at noon today another press conference by Governor Gavin Newsom. So that will be carried live on Cap Radio. Be sure to join us for that. From all of us, stay safe, stay informed, and we're back with another live show tomorrow.